Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the On Staying Sane series. I'm here with Kathleen O'Toole. We have a very, very important show today, right, Kathleen?
Right. Good morning. It's a serious topic, and I was so soothed to hear your voice. Your voice is very soothing. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but probably your patients. So I was so excited for you to start the show today because I know that we're going to bring some comfort and a little bit of relief to people who sometimes, life is difficult. And so let's tackle this tough subject.
Well, I think one thing that you and I are both passionate about is when we all open up, whether it's our emails, our social media, news headlines, how do we mindfully ingest? And, you know, you and I never know what's going to be coming up in the news in between shows. And I have to tell you, I literally myself felt like I got hit over the head with a frying pan of sadness and like despair when I read the headlines about Chesley Christ dying and no longer being with us. It just hit me. And, you know, from what all the news says, you know, she left the planet via suicide. And that's a word I try not to even say because it rings so close to home for me as a doctor and a psychiatrist being on the front lines. And I have to tell you, Kathleen, it really shook me up.
I could imagine because for many of us, suicide is not something that's in our daily lives. But for you, with what you do, I don't know how many times, you know, and this is just a moment of space for you, how many times you've said to me, I think I helped 3 people stay on the planet this week. And I'm always like, wow.
Yeah.
So this is something that's in your daily world.
Yes.
And all of us out here are grateful for the mental health professionals like yourself who help us deal with some pretty harrowing things. And we know the toll. And maybe if we don't always stop and think about it, but if we know the toll that it takes on you guys, and you're there for us constantly, like a beacon in the night. And I just wanted to take a moment and let you know that there are many of us who realize this, that you help people stay on this planet.
Wow. Well, you know, even talking about it, I think it's like when I, thank you. I want to acknowledge, thank you for your words. I'm listening to them. I think I remember when I was doing my rotations before I chose psychiatry. In medical school, you go through rotations. And I know, you know, when an oncologist is dealing, especially like if there's a pediatrician or an oncologist or at any age, when you're a doctor and you're dealing with life and death, you know, there's different intellectual pursuits, passionate giftedness that you pick as a doctor that work for you. And for me, after over 20 years of being an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, you know, I have to tell you, I have to distance myself from the word suicide. And the right. reason why is because it's so part of my possibility because I have a private practice. And during the holidays and also during this pandemic, I can tell you that the data that we've seen in the news about the numbers of increased anxiety, increased depression, increased overdose, increased suicide attempts, I would say that I like to call it the pulse of consciousness, what's gone on and what we've been reading in our media is a parallel process of what I'm experiencing as a psychiatrist in my private practice. So when I read that Chesley passed away this weekend and died, and I was reading and just, I never met Chesley. When I mention anyone's name, whether they're here on the planet or they've left, I like to just to be reverent. And cause I believe the universe that it's energy exists always. I just want to kind of, I actually on the Miss USA site, the way I processed, we know we're talking about how we process news. I wrote like a lovely message as though Chesley's spirit could hear it. And I want to, first of all, I know her family and loved ones and people that actually knew her, they're the ones here on earth missing her and suffering. But I just, when I read the news, it shook me up because I felt like it was almost like a report card for humanity. Like we're dealing with such a tough time to live on right. planet Earth. And everyone's right. like, oh my God, how can this beautiful woman, how can this woman that's an attorney, how can this woman who's a soul, that's a social activist, how can this woman who's so kind and loving get to that point of absolute hopelessness and despair and feel like she couldn't be on earth? And I can tell you, I have walked and held people's hand to go away from that decision to take their lives. And so for me, my own material DNA, my soul DNA was hit to the core because it reminded me how important I really am. Because I distance myself from that, or how all the health professionals, whether you're a spiritual leader, a good friend, how important we all are, but especially
to one another.
Yes, to one another. And I wrote that in my post, so it hit me. But I want to let you speak, because I have to tell you how I then processed it even further.
Well, go ahead and tell us, because you know, for some of us, and it could change on a given day, right? You could read that headline one day and process it one way, and then the next day it's completely triggering, right? Or if
Correct.
You're a different, right? If you're a different personality, you know. So walk us through how to. We have this phrase that you and I use, and I think it's pretty intuitive about mindful ingestion. So when we get social media or news headlines, how do we mindfully ingest what we're consuming?
Yes. Okay. So a couple things. So from a tool in the toolbox standpoint, how do we mindful ingest? I'll tell you how I personally handled this situation in a minute. But I believe, how do we mindfully ingest any moment of time? So we're going to do a deep dive on how do we manage reading the headlines. Now, I will admit, on my phone, I have Newsbreak set to kind of give me alerts. Now, maybe I could make the decision to not get those alerts, so that if I'm in the middle of something, I don't just see this tragic headline. But many of
right.
us-
Just for instance, Denise, I don't have that. As a news professional, I'm retired, you know, from the daily grind, but 21 years, I don't have news breaks. I often find out the news from you. Because it was such it, for me at this space in my life, I don't want to have the news until I'm ready to process it.
Right. So that's an example, everyone, of how we make the decision, having an awareness of our own unique neurostyle, how we process and perceive things. Some people depend, that could change season. So we're discussing this. The linear language is so precise. But when we fill out the story around it, there's so much more context. So like you said, one day you might want to be reading the headlines, the other days you might not. So I think the most important thing, it always goes back to an awareness of how you want to process your day and get information. For me personally, I get so into my day of treating patients and my creativity, I have those news breaks on just to make sure I do stay up with the news. Because I can get, if I've had a day where I've had so many patient crises, I might miss some of it. And I also, for me personally, when that news flash comes up, sometimes I start to read it, but I just block it so I don't see it. So I think this is part of your own unique, I encourage everyone to be aware of, do I want to know the news today? Do I not want to? Do I want settings hit? Do I want to look at my social media? How much do I want to? Do I need to set a timer? So it's a mindful ingestion. And also, I like to call it grab and go, and then decide what you can grab in that moment. Maybe you don't want to grab anything that day. Maybe you're kind of taking a news holiday or a social media break. So this is part of good mental health. So I did not know that Chesley passed away till Sunday evening. And I know she was in New York when this happened. And so it started to kind of trickle in. And then I was like, first of all, you've taught me, Kathleen, that not all news sources are accurate.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that, I know that we, I want to just admit that we can all be biased. I think we all have our own unique perspective, but every human being on the planet is biased to some. So some people might think one news outlet's more credible and one's not another. So when I first read it, I didn't want to start as a doctor and an influencer, I didn't want to start offering my condolences or anything until I verified as much as I could.
Very excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
And I find that tough though, because sometimes you can go and I'm like, okay, how many more verifications do I need? And I feel like in this situation, I can relate to humanity, and especially the people that knew Chesley, it just seemed like it wasn't real. And I don't know if because of the way we've started 2022, much of the world started their new year's not feeling well. And we were all like, yay, 2022, the pandemic's winding down. And so I think at the end of January, I'm like, are you kidding me? Then I thought, right. Denise, this is an exact, everyone is at the point where they're just over the pandemic. They're over the different hateful things that they're reading about the divisiveness. You know, here in the United States, they're talking about the threat of democracy. I mean, every day. I mean, I feel like, you know, the Harry Potter books were almost like a premonition of the future when they used to have those parts in the movie where the news would flash and that it was like Voldemort's back. And so I feel like as a society, I couldn't even believe on Sunday that this happened. And then I thought, Denise, but how many people just in the last 6 to 7 weeks during the holidays were you helping that had a similar, very successful life on paper, looks great, but they're feeling hopeless and they're having despair and they're trying to figure out how can I live on the planet? And so for me, Kathleen, deep breath right now, I need to pause. The reverence and the sadness I felt for Chesley, for her family, for humanity. And then it brought me back to almost every soul at once that I've ever helped that was knocking at that door of, do I stay on the planet? So I wanted to take myself off that really sad. I was feeling sad. And so I think the other thing, everyone, is when you do read the news or get information about your family, to allow yourself, so you have an awareness, but then you find out the news or the situation, you have to allow yourself your feelings. A lot of people don't do that pause where they allow themselves the sadness or they allow themselves the anger or the fear. So I think allowing yourself the feelings and remembering we're here to have the human experience. And then I can tell you what I wrote on the Miss USA thing, but I want to make sure I give you a chance to kind of comment. I've sort of said a lot.
Well, no, I mean, so I think that everything you said is just... I wonder, what about when someone hears this and they're in a real tender, they're in a very tender situation themselves? I mean, I think what we definitely will do at the end of this podcast is we will give out the National Suicide Prevention number, of course. And I've heard you give that out repeatedly, but I'm already getting to what you wrote about, it's okay not to be okay. But when we hear this news and we're trying to mindfully ingest it, but we're in a tender situation, you know, give us a little bit of, I mean, it's a hard spot to be in.
Well, I immediately think, oh my goodness, how many other people are in her situation that are on the brink of making this decision. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Chesley did it. I might as well do it. If she can't handle it, I might as well just leave the planet.
And well, that's so what I want. That was my really big question. Like about it, it kind of prompts others to consider suicide. And even like, this is a silly phrase, but like a copycat, right? That this can happen in universities where they go through a series of tragic suicides. And it's almost like one feeds off another. And it doesn't just happen, you know, at the college level. I mean, this, it can be a phenomenon, right?
Yeah. So now that you just brought that up, I have specific data and we could put the link. I interviewed this amazing soul, Jacqueline Balsuto, in, I believe it was 2017. And that academic year, 2016 to 17 at Columbia University, I don't know if it was six or seven people had died from suicide within 5 months. Right. Jacqueline was one of the people who survived. She was incredibly blessed. She lived, her parents lived locally. She was able to reach out for help, get professional help. She said that her outside private psychiatrists saved the day, and that many of the international students who did not have family, did not have close loved ones, did not have emotional support were the ones who made the decision to die by suicide. And so when you're bringing this up, this transfers and broadens to the whole, all of humanity, all age groups that are in this suffering, despair of hopelessness of suicide. The most important thing to remember is you are not alone. When you get to that point, you can't even imagine staying on Earth. The sky looks gray. All the solutions don't matter. You know, I had someone in the last week that was just crying, saying, why I'm a disappointment to humanity, my parents. And I literally had that individual's parents write them letters to remind them how amazing and full of love. And even when they read the letters, they didn't believe it. They're like, it's false. So there can be all different feelings where you don't, it's like you're disconnected from the reality that you're sacred. You're disconnected from the reality that your life makes a difference in someone. You're disconnected from hope. You're disconnected from joy. When you're at this level of despair, I think people, if you've never had depression, if you've never known anyone to have depression, it could be easy just to kind of go through the news in a cavalier, like, okay, we lost another person on Earth today, right? Because, you know, people have different ways. So I was just going to say that what Jacqueline did in her unique situation after deciding to stay on the planet is she took action. Not only did she go out of her crisis and get help, professional help. So everyone, the first step would be if you are feeling lonely or sad, reach out to a family member, a loved one, a professional. We'll put the suicide link. Then second, once you start to heal for a while, a lot of people master their trauma, whether it be an emotional trauma, a physical trauma, by giving back. I always talk about awareness, self-love, and altruism. Once you get to the point where you're out of crisis and you're stable for quite some time, a lot of people go back into their own unique suffering and they serve the world through raising awareness. Jacqueline, the way I met her was a news headline. She was challenging Columbia, saying that the working conditions for the students were not okay. There wasn't enough mental health talk. It was a toxic environment. So I think that, I hope that answers your question.
It does. It does. You know, I did want to tell you this, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but, and it has slightly changed, but when I started out in local news, when there was a death by suicide, we did not cover it. And it was a policy and in most local newsrooms that unless the death by suicide was really in a high profile area, and I don't want to get too graphic, but you know, if it like shut rush hour traffic down for hours or, you know, that kind of thing, then there'd be a small mention of what that was about. But as a general rule, in order, and I think this was the news media trying to be responsible, as a general rule, suicide was not covered. And celebrity suicides, though, always, or, you know, well-known names, the Robin Williams, the Anthony Bourdains, the Kate Spades, the Simone Battles, those well-known names were covered, but as a general rule, it wasn't. I wonder what you think about that. I mean, in some respects, talking about these things can help, right?
I particularly just want to say something. I want to tell you what it's really like to be me. Okay. There's only 8,300 child psychiatrists, maybe it's 8,500 in the entire United States. For millions of children alone, I'm an adult and child psychiatrist. So what makes me sad about this, when I hear this, I know there are so many people at this point in time in history, and the suicide rate's been going up every year ever since the late 90s. I presented this when I was in India. And what I want to say that makes me the most sad is that whether you're a celebrity or not, we don't have the right infrastructure in society to get people the help they actually need. So I have a lot of things to say. I have to say, one, I think all lives, everyone matters. So whether you're a celebrity or whether you're a grandmother, whether you're a child, whether you're anyone that's thinking about, you know, getting your help for your mental health, I think that we have problems with access to care. And so yeah. I specifically would love to keep growing my unique brand of what I'm doing and figure out a way we can inspire, but not just talk about it. I want more solutions. Like if someone like myself, that's an adult and child integrative psychiatrist with, you know, 40,000 hours of care, why can't I have like a group of pediatricians or people like a pod or like a way to like help where we have more infrastructure and scaffolding put in so more people can get help? There are wait lists. I go to a networking event thinking I just get to be me and not Dr. Denise, the psychiatrist. And when I go to networking events, people are like, oh my God, I need to tell you about my child. I need to tell you that there's a 6-month wait. I need to tell you that they might be on the wrong meds. And we heard that you don't overprescribe. So I actually feel like it's so deep for me how I feel. But then on a spiritual level, the way I view the universe is much more evolved and advanced than years ago. Much like you talked about back in the day when local news maybe wasn't, or the pulse of consciousness for humanity, let's say. We are at a new place in 2022. We've got the Lady Gagas, the Demi Lovato, we've got Prince Harry, we've got Meghan talking on Oprah that she wanted, Meghan Markle, that she wanted to take her life. So we're in a new place where there is less stigma, but we're still not there as a collective. And so I wrote this beautiful thing, if it's okay for me, just to share how it helped me process this week. Well, I believe in love as the highest vibrational frequency in the universe. And I believe in God, Buddha, Jesus, Allah, all the ascended masters. I believe in energy in a way humans can't even imagine. So I believe even though Chesley, it's so, so sad that she's not physically here on earth, I believe that love never dies and her spirit never dies. So for my own mental health on the Miss USA thing, I wrote this before I did the show. I wrote Chesley, and I put in parentheses, the eternal spirit of. Please know you are missed dearly here on earth. It is unimaginable for many to even begin to understand the depths of sadness and depression one can have and still be a light for so many. I am imagining love, light, and strength for all who loved you that are here on earth still. May this devastating tragedy of your unimaginable suffering bring great awareness for mental health and elevated solutions for access for help and acceptance and non-stigma for asking for help. Rest in eternal peace and help guide other light beings to be of service to help humanity and all kind. With love, reverence, and deep compassion, Dr. Denise. Mm-hmm. So then after I wrote that, I myself had to look at my work week. So I can't stop. Like, so I read things in the news just like all of us. And it's like, how do we do our day? So then that's why I'm always swimming. I'm doing creative shows. And then I thought this is a very important thing to tackle. So I did a 12-minute show right away called It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
That's my favorite line. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's okay.
So, yeah. So can we talk about this goal of today's show? We had no idea. It's really, really sad, actually. Kathleen and I were planning on talking about why are we doing this On Staying Sane series. And one of it was, how do we mindfully ingest the news headlines, and just even mindfully ingest the information we get every day being on Earth? We had no idea that something so tragic was going to happen as an example. And Chesley, the spirit of who she is so great and so beautiful and so abundant that I am asking for real that her spirit, like I literally not only did this on the Miss USA, but I have a journal. I printed out her picture. And in my book, I wrote a prayer to her and I wrote everything beautiful. I wrote the suicide prevention. So I wrote this on the Miss USA site. I did a show and then I asked for her, the angel and the spirit of her, to help me, to give me strength to continue to be here on earth and help others.
Right. So we've covered a lot. We've covered how to mindfully ingest this. We've covered some of the shortages in the mental health care community, which is not just, you know, you gave the number of maybe 83 to 8,500 child psychiatrists across the country. And even the traditional talk therapists are swamped. I mean, I'm sure you're hearing this from your colleagues from coast to coast. Try to get into someone new and you can't. If you're an adult, if you're a child, there's long waits. And so the other thing I do, you know, unfortunately, suicide is an age old problem. And the good news is I feel that there's heightened sensibilities and workplaces and attention given to this in schools, in all sorts of different venues. I'm very linear, Denise. I come at things a lot very straight on. And one of the things that I saw is that the nation is about to get a 3-number way to call for suicide help. And it's already available in many spots, but the number is going to be 988 by this summer. No matter where you are in this country, you can pick up a phone and dial 988 and you'll get that suicide prevention lifeline. Right now, it's this long number of 1-800-273-8255. It's a 273-TALK 800 number. But for instance, where I am, they had to change area codes and make for 10-digit dialing that they didn't have before because some of the numbers start with 988, the regular phone numbers. So I'm buoyed personally that we're not afraid to talk about this. We're not afraid to admit where we have problems with mental health care providers, with school, university settings where there are pressure cookers, there's not enough help. I mean, I think that we're realizing that this is truly, these numbers are rising and one is too many, but the numbers are staggering. And smart people care and smart people are trying to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, we could do a whole other show on the tips and tools, but one thing I will say is one of the big questions for humanity is how do I find inner peace moment to moment? And so whether you have a genetic predisposition to depression, anxiety, or anything, or if out of nowhere, you're just starting to feel sad just for being here on the planet and you don't even have a diagnosis, it's just, you are feeling despair. So I find that time in nature, I do believe in a higher power. Some people just believe in the belief of morality and kindness. Mm-hmm. And so I find a lot of inner peace. Everyone knows this when I'm outside at the pool. And for me, for my mental health, I'm now spending hours a day there, like literally, like walking laps of love because my human vessel, my heart and my mind are infinite. But my human vessel is something I need to protect. It's a sacred temple. And so I find mindful awareness, and I've turned my whole life into the meditation of the power of the breath. How do I calm myself down? And we did this last week. We were an example. You sent me 2 weeks ago, we had a show called The Show Must Go On. And then last week, what happened?
The show didn't go on for me. Yeah, no. And I appreciate you really were, I thank you because you, you threw me a compliment in that I realized, oh no, the ship is going down and I need a time to take care of my stuff. And so I called you up. I said, I'm deep breathing. I'm trying not to, drive the car. I'm going to drive the car carefully, but I'm in a bit of a pickle here and I can't do the show. The show, it can't go on for me this week. And I really loved how you said, I thought the day was going to be peaceful. I started out with good intentions and I put out good intentions and it just didn't happen. And, the pivot the flexibility that sometimes we have to do when things hit the fan, right? And so I really appreciated you carrying the show last week and, you know, made it a teachable moment, right? That,
yes,
that and sometimes also, it's okay not to be okay. I wasn't okay that day.
Yeah, you know? So I just want to say that that's the other thing I want to do with this particular, what we are doing is we're using the awareness of what happens moment to moment, right? When you, I actually put in the show description last week, I thought your quote that you said, which I was like, oh my goodness, how amazing that Kathleen, oh my God, it was, I thought the morning would be peaceful, but it was not. And I put great awareness, calf, go. And then I put, yeah, may the force be with you, solving the tech snafu and showing up for your children. And so in that, yep, moment, by the way, this is very important, everyone. Very important. Ready? Awareness. She had awareness. Then in that moment, I had to say, wait a second. We just did a show called The Show Must Go On. I should do a show about this. And not only should I do a show about this, but while she's in real time solving her tech snafu and having frenetic anxiety, like send her good energy. So everyone, you can put your hand on your heart. I'm going to do it right now.
Right.
And take a deep breath. And you can send yourself love. And you can send, yep, others love. So I was doing that during your time of stress. So everyone, we all are having a lot of stress being here on planet Earth. And all of our stress is not created equal. So, correct, have an awareness of what you need in that moment. Do I need to take a mental health morning? Do I need to lighten my schedule? For me, it's how many hours do I need to be in the pool to cope with being a psychiatrist? It's for real. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, oh my God, I could be there a lot today. Or do I need to reach out to my psychiatrist, my religious leader, my best friend? Do I need to pet my dog more? Do I need to hang out with my cats? So I think one of the most important things we need to do is have a mindful ingestion, not only of the headlines, but, mm-hmm, of our entire environment, moment to moment, to reach our own unique thrive, even when we're in crisis. So I feel like, how do you think, as we wrap up the show, can you just take us through the crisis stabilization and thrive without getting into too detail? Like, how do you feel like you handled your own non-peaceful moment last week?
So, yeah. So, okay. I identified the crisis. I was lucky that I even identified it was a crisis because you know how tech works, like all of a sudden. So I identified the crisis and then I said, listen, I have a number of hours to solve this. I'm going to be okay. I've done crazier stuff before than get this fixed. And then when I had to, part of fixing it was driving over to and fro. And so as I was driving, I'm like, deep breaths, stay calm, because you don't want to exacerbate this problem with a car crash, right?
Correct.
So I stayed calm and I said, okay, what's plan B and plan C? I developed, and I even taught my daughter, you know, she came up with something. I'm like, well, that's plan F. Let's hope we never get there, but it's great, you know, as a child to be able to, you know, cause we can get fixated. So I'm like, I'm not going to get fixated. I'm going to fix this, but if not, we're going to figure something out. Right.
Right.
And right. If this tech can't be fixed, we're going to figure something out. And then I felt like staying calm, but moving quickly and not getting, you know, because sometimes you can get so wrought up in the emotions that then you can't get anything accomplished. So I made sure not to do that. And I reached out for help, like urgent SOS. And I got someone who didn't even know to offer me the equipment that I needed. Can you imagine that? I went over to the house. Right. I got the equipment. I said, I can pay you, da da da. She said, don't worry, return it whenever you can, trusting me. And I got everything fixed. And I have, you know, like, oh my goodness. And I have like 35 minutes to spare. It was tight. Yeah.
And so it's like, we're talking tech, but in reality, the tech solution,
it could be anything.
Was, yeah. But this is important. This was to honor, not just if it was just for you and you were having a tech issue, your level of stress would be much different, but this is a maternal for your children, mm-hmm, to thrive. You, mm-hmm, needed the data so they could thrive. It's something that they were wanting to do. And so you were holding sacred space for them, having their tech situation go smoothly so they could perform. So this was a mother trying to be a mama bear to make everything nice. And then when we have children, like, I don't know about you, but my son's incredibly sensitive to my mood state. He knows my mood state. So even if I know I'm angry or frustrated, I have to tell him, like, oh, Karen, I just want you to know mom's a little annoyed today. He's like, I could tell. I go, well, don't take it on. So I give him permission. So the other thing, everyone, it's really important is name it to claim it. When you are feeling a feeling, like let's say you're about to walk in your door, name it to claim it. I used to, when I had a very, very stressful day years back, when I had a full throttle blended family with three kids, a dog, two cats, snakes, everything, not just a single parent like now, I would do a mindful pause before I entered my home. And I would go, do not put the energy of what a tough day is onto the whole family. I even would walk in, and one of my older stepsons, very intuitive, I said to everyone, you guys, if you interpret, if my face doesn't look as happy, or if I seem a little bit upset, I had a really tough day, and I don't want you to take it on, and I don't want you to think I'm angry at you.
And they does name it to claim it mean?
Like, name your feeling to claim it. So my feeling in the state of moment was, I'm feeling a little bit upset or overwhelmed. So I named it to claim it. Then when I claimed it, I had awareness. Then once I had awareness, I could realize how to go moment to moment to the next step of my day. And that way it was into my family home. Make sure you smile. Make sure you communicate. Well, you can do this, name it to claim it, in the moment of now in any situation before you go to your news, before you do anything.
Right.
So it's another, just like you did. Kathleen, dun, 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 didn't name it to claim it. I thought the morning would be peaceful, but it was not. So she named the feeling state of not feeling peaceful. She claimed it. And then she went from crisis to stabilization to thrive moment to moment. So I just wanted to give people some tangible examples. I know this show's a little bit longer than we thought, but hopefully it's filled with lots of tips and tools for everyone.
Yes, I think it was. And I did want to tell you that just so you know, that number again, because I'm that National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. I promised that we'd end the podcast with it. It's 1-800-273-TALK. And it eventually is going to be 988. But you can always call that 273-TALK number forever. That's still going to work. It won't expire once this new 988 comes into play. So thank you for letting me get that out there.
Thank you. And everyone, remember, you are not alone. We're here on Earth. It's tough at times. And Kathleen and I are going to keep helping us all to stay sane. Okay, thank you, everyone. Thanks, Kathleen.
Welcome.